Hello. Hello.
Hi, my name is Dejounte, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, is this Walmart?
No, ma'am.
Okay, who are you with?
We're a third-party call center, so we service over 100 different products. I would need to pull up your account to see what you ordered.
Okay, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be like a mixer. And I have an order number.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
30179.
30179.
No, 30179. 30179.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Wanda Baxter.
That's Wanda, WANDA.
Yes, ma'am.
And you did say 30179, correct?
Correct. It may be because I'm having it shipped somewhere different, so it may be 30110.
30110. Okay, here you go. Okay, can you verify that address for me?
294 Pollard Road, Temple, Georgia, 30179.
That's the shipping address?
No, that's my address. The shipping address is going to be 191 Georgia Avenue, Freeman, Georgia, 30110.
Okay. Is it the 921 Georgia Avenue?
No, it's 191. I don't know why. Did I put that on there? I'm sorry. It's 191 Georgia Avenue North.
Okay. Give me a few moments while your account loads.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, if you don't mind, you can put on that where it's being shipped to that number. It's going to be the Bremen Police Department.
Okay.
And what's your name, sweetheart?
Dejounte.
Can you spell that for me?
Dejounte.
Okay. That's a pretty name.
Thank you. Okay, it does show that you entered into a sweepstake. That's what the $5.74 was for the KitchenAid.
$5.74?
Yes.
On the thing, it said it was a dollar on the ad or the whatever.
It only shows the $5.74.
Okay. Well, they're being dishonest if they're saying do it for a dollar. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And then, because see, I never got a total of it. I never got any information of where they're at. Nothing. So it sort of has bothered me and scared me because I gave them my credit card number.
Mm-hmm.
I guess are you associated with them or with that?
We're just their third party call center.
Okay. Well, that's another no-no right there, which is very alarming to me, a third-party call center. Who are they with? You know?
It doesn't say. It usually just gives us the website because we're the third-party call center, we have over 100 different accounts that we service.
Okay.
Just here,
okay.
And so it usually doesn't. It just gives us your information, and then we have the ability to make changes to the like that information if you ask. But outside of that, we just get the websites.
Okay, but all of this is legit, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I've just never done this before, so
yeah, they're
you know,
just. It's just different sweepstakes, and so every so many people they pick a winner out of those, like, say every 1,000 people that enter, they pick a winner out of that, out of those people, and then they send the whatever sweepstake you enter, they send that out to the winner. And they have a lot of different ones. They have the phones, the Yeti backpacks, the TVs. So they actually send them out, but they only send them out to the winners.
Oh, okay. But, you know, being a police officer, I always warn people. You know, there's so many scams out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then here I am ordering something that I don't even know what I'm ordering or who it's with or anything.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know about the other ones, but I know the ones that we service are real.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. It's really good to know. Because I'm over here panicking like, oh, no, what have I done?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need the order number or did I give that to you?
The only thing that's on here is the $5.74 for the sweepstakes.
Okay.
Was there something else that you wanted to know about this order?
Yeah, when is it? How do they send it out? Is there a certain time that they send it out, certain date that they send it out? Do you know that you're a winner or not?
They do when they go. I'm not sure how far in between they actually pick the winners. I don't know if it's every 30 days or if it's just when they get to that, whatever their specific number is. But if you are the winner, they do email you. They phone you first from the number that's on your account. They do call you first if you don't pick up. They usually leave a voicemail or they'll send you an email out. And you have 48, 72 hours to respond. And they'll let you know where to come pick it up. Or if they're going to send it to your address, they'll let you know that as well.
Okay. But you have to pay $5.74 and you don't get that back if you're not a winner.
No, ma'am. The $5.74 is just for your, like your, I don't know if they call them tickets or it's just like for your entries.
Okay, so that's how they make their money. Okay, yeah, they get the $5.74 from people and then only one winner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well now I know how it works. That's cheap.
It's like a really big raffle.
Yeah, it's a shame, though. Because, I mean, you think they don't give you, you know, what you're telling me is totally different from what I was reading online, and it's sad that they're taking money like this when they put out there, you know, put your order in for $1, and then
mm-hmm.
it comes out that you're paying $5 instead of $1. And then by the end of it, it's probably, even shipping and all that, they're probably going to charge me more than that, like $30.
Mm-hmm.
So.
With the sweepstakes and the, with those, it's always good to read through all of the terms and conditions because they do have their own, you know, their way to make their money. And so. And we don't always agree with it, but you know it's actually in their terms and conditions, and so.
Well, the thing though about that is there was no terms or conditions on there.
Mm-hmm.
This came through Facebook, and it was through Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've gotten in touch with Walmart, and they have no idea. They don't know. They don't have an order number. They don't have any of that stuff. So that's what scared me. And like I said, being a police officer, I tell people they call all the time, say they've been scammed, and I say, well, you know, you should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am telling these people that, and then I do the same thing. But I figured it probably couldn't be too much. But anyway, hopefully it's not going to be too much.
Well, if you do have any more problems, you are able to give us a call back.
Okay.
And we'll be able to see what we can do if anything else pops up.
Okay, and give me your phone number one more time so I don't have to look it up. I'll just write it down.
Let's see what this one is. It's 855.
Okay.
7756. 5736.
5736. All right, sweetheart. Can I talk to you again if I call in? Or do y'all have different people?
Yeah, it'll just route it to the call center.
Okay. Well, listen, you have been wonderful, and I appreciate your kindness and your patience.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Just hope I win. That's all I got to say. Or just hope they don't charge me, my left arm or right arm or something.
Well, if they do, you are able to call back, and we'll see what we can get you back.
All right, sweetheart. Well, y'all have a blessed day, and if I don't talk to you again, have a wonderful Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.